It's partly cloudy with winds out of the west at 18 miles per hour. Philly temperature 46 degrees. I'm Mary Cummings Jordan with WHYY News. Pennsylvania's 22-year-old voter registration system is getting an overhaul. As Jordan Wilkie reports for WHYY, it should be all systems go for the 2028 presidential election.
The modernized system is supposed to bring voter registration, election night reporting, lobbying disclosure, and campaign finance all into a single platform. Secretary of State Al Schmidt says that will help election directors streamline their work and provide more transparency for the public.
We went into this new process by working hand-in-hand with our counties to make sure we were providing something that they could rely on that would be safe and secure and have no unnecessary delays.
The state selected a company called Civix, which already runs an election management suite in seven other states, to build the upgrade. It will first develop a new campaign finance system in the second half of this year. Schmidt aims to have the voter registration system updated by 2027. While the tech solution should ease the workload for election officials, some problems will still have to be addressed by the legislature. That includes updating laws to make it easier for voters to change registrations when they move from one county to another. In Harrisburg, I'm Jordan Wilkie.
The day after President Trump's speech to Congress, visitors to the Free Library of Philadelphia were invited to dictate messages to the White House that were typed up on postcards to be shown at an exhibit. Debbie Horup lives in Saskatchewan, Canada. She's concerned that Trump's trade war with Canada will cause irreparable harm.
We've been friends of the United States forever. I think it's doing a lot of harm. I thought it was disgraceful that Canada was booing the national anthem of the United States. I was very, very pleased that Philadelphia did not boo the Canadian anthem last night.
She was talking about a Flyers game there. Harrop's message to the president was part of I Wish to Say, a civic engagement performance project that artist Cheryl Oring has been doing for two decades. In sports, Sixers, Flyers, and Phillies are all in action today. This is WHYY.